2 years ago, Lisa Blunt Rochester made history in the state of Delaware. Voters elected her as the state's first black and first female member of Congress. Now the Democrat is seeking a second term for Delaware's lone seat in the House of Representatives. WHYY's Chris Barish reports Rochester is focusing on building bridges and pursuing her progressive agenda while facing an unlikely and unusual GOP foe.
In this country.
We do.
Who believe that our neighborhoods and our schools should be safe?
We do.
Who believes that we should not fear in our own homes from someone who might be in a domestic or violence abuser? Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. We do.
With the fervor of a preacher, Lisa Blunt Rochester pumped up a group of Democratic women candidates and office holders on a recent Saturday morning. The politicians were gathered in the upscale, upstate community of Hokesson. They were hosted by Moms Demand Action, who were holding a rally for stricter gun laws. For Rochester, the event also was a springboard to a day of door knocking in the Hickory Hills subdivision. We ride over the bumpy-ish rural suburban roads in a van driven by an aide. She discusses her first term, how she has sponsored bills to help domestic violence victims and retirees that just passed the House, though not the Senate, and is sponsoring four others that have not yet been voted on. Those measures would assist employees harassed at work, entrepreneurs forming startups, people with minor criminal records, and some Delawareans with coastal homes.
The fact that we only have one seat is important to establish real strong relationships and bonds with people. I feel like I really represent all of Delaware, and that was one of my goals, was to have people know that I'm thinking about all of the stories that I heard up and down the state.
To that end, she serves on the House Agriculture and Education and the Workforce Committees. She's part of the New Democratic Coalition and Congressional Progressive Caucus, but she's also pursuing across-the-aisle cooperation in the polarized Congress.
That bringing people together part, to me, is even more vital at this time, because we won't solve any of the big issues if we don't come together. I co-sponsored a night at the Holocaust Museum with a Democrat and two Republicans, and we shut down the museum, took a tour, and then afterwards talked about immigration with no staff, no cameras, you know, just honest, where are we coming from? Do we have common ground? We, as a class, signed a pledge of civility.
After we park, Rochester leads two other candidates through the neighborhood. She chats with Democrats Cliff and Ann Dempsey, who are playing with their dogs on their front lawn. He's a former Wilmington cop and now an investigator for the Attorney General's office. She works for an orthopedics practice.
I just passed one of my first bills yesterday. Was Congrats. Domestic violence. It was to fund the shelters and the hotline.
Right.
And
that's one of our biggest issues in there is the safety of people coming in, why they don't want to come in.
The Dempseys plan to vote for Rochester, who was Delaware's former labor secretary and personnel director.
I worked with her, so I know her real well, and she's always been a good person.
Yeah, same. I mean, I'm pretty much on the same, and definitely.
To remain in office, Rochester must once again defeat Scott Walker. Oddly enough, she trounced Walker in the five-candidate 2016 Democratic primary. Now he's a Republican and the surprising victor in this year's GOP primary. Walker also is known for outrageous comments. He recently called Rochester an Aunt Tom, a twist on the insult Uncle Tom. What does Rochester think about that remark?
I pretty much stated my reaction up front that I felt like it was really a distraction from the issues that are out there. What really hurts and what is really part of my motivation right now is that there are people, just like we just attended this rally, we know we need to be doing common sense gun reform, and we're not. And people are dying. That hurts. When my dental hygienist told me her premiums are $440 a month and she can't afford it, that hurts. When you see kids in cages, that hurts. A name is momentary. What hurt was seeing Klansmen and Nazis marching in our country.
Though Democrats outnumber Republicans nearly 2-1 in Delaware, Rochester says she won't take the election for granted.
We have received a really positive feedback, and I think part of it is also because we intentionally spend a lot of time up and down the state.
She's also campaigning hard in rural conservative Sussex County.
One day I just visited different farms. You know, I went to people's farms and they took the time to share with me what the challenges are of being a dairy farmer, what the challenges are of being in poultry. Tomorrow I'm preaching in a church in Sussex County.
And on November 6th, Rochester hopes voters reward her with two more years in Washington. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.